Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Power of Self-Discipline, 5-Minute Exercises to Build Self-Control, Good Habits, and Keep Going, When You Want to Give Up, Live a Disciplined Life, Book 3. Author Peter Hollins offers a comprehensive guide to mastering the art of self-discipline. Through a series of practical exercises and insights, Hollins aims to empower readers with the tools needed to build self-control, establish good habits, and persevere through challenges. This book, the third installment in the Live a Disciplined Life series, is designed to fit into even the busiest of schedules, ensuring that readers can integrate these transformative practices into their daily lives. With its focus on actionable advice, The Power of Self-Discipline serves as both a motivational push and a hands-on manual for anyone looking to enhance their discipline and achieve their goals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding self-discipline. Self-discipline is often misunderstood as a trait that only a few possess or something that requires immense effort to cultivate. However, Peter Hollins demystifies this concept in his book by presenting self-discipline not as an innate quality, but as a skill that can be developed. He emphasizes the importance of self-discipline in achieving personal goals, improving productivity, and maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Hollins explains that self-discipline is about making consistent choices that align with one's goals, even in the face of distractions or immediate gratifications. Through his engaging narrative, the reader learns valuable insights into the psychology of self-discipline, including how to identify obstacles to self-control and techniques to enhance willpower. Secondly, 5-minute exercises for building self-control. One of the core messages of Peter Hollins's book is that significant changes can stem from small, consistent actions. The author introduces a variety of 5-minute exercises designed to build self-control, the foundational element of self-discipline. These exercises range from mental practices to pragmatic tasks, all crafted to fit into any schedule. Topics include quick mindfulness techniques, setting clear and achievable goals, and methods to resist temptations. Hollins provides practical strategies for incorporating these exercises into daily routines, thus enabling readers to gradually strengthen their self-control muscles. The simplicity and brevity of each exercise make the concept of building self-discipline accessible and achievable for everyone, regardless of their current level of self-control. Thirdly, establishing good habits. The book explores the vital connection between self-discipline and habit formation. Peter Hollins stresses the importance of establishing good habits as a way to automate positive behaviors and decisions, thereby reducing the reliance on willpower. He outlines step-by-step methods for habit formation, including how to break down goals into actionable steps, create trigger-based routines, and utilize rewards effectively. Hollins also addresses common pitfalls in habit formation and offers solutions to overcome them. By focusing on building one good habit at a time, and leveraging the compound effect, readers can dramatically improve their lives and achieve long-term success. The section on habit formation is a treasure trove of insights and actionable advice for anyone looking to make meaningful changes in their life. Fourthly, perseverance through challenges. A significant portion of The Power of Self-Discipline is dedicated to the topic of perseverance. Peter Hollins acknowledges that the path to self-discipline is fraught with challenges and setbacks. Instead of suggesting that readers should avoid or fear these obstacles, he provides strategies for embracing and overcoming them. The book equips readers with tools to maintain motivation, handle failures with resilience, and nurture a growth mindset. Through inspiring anecdotes and practical advice, Hollins showcases how setbacks can be transformed into opportunities for growth and learning. This section empowers readers to keep going when they want to give up, highlighting the crucial role of perseverance in the journey toward self-discipline and personal fulfillment. Lastly, integrating self-discipline into daily life. Finally, Peter Hollins delves into how to seamlessly integrate the principles of self-discipline into one's daily life. This entails creating a supportive environment, setting realistic expectations, and making self-discipline a lifestyle rather than a temporary endeavor. Hollins offers guidance on managing time efficiently, dealing with procrastination, and balancing discipline with self-compassion. He emphasizes the importance of self-reflection and continuous improvement, suggesting that even small daily improvements can lead to significant achievements. This section serves as a blueprint for readers looking to embody self-discipline in all areas of their lives, transforming their actions, mindset, and ultimately, their futures. In conclusion, Peter Holland's The Power of Self-Discipline is an essential read for anyone looking to make substantial improvements in their life through the cultivation of self-discipline. Whether you're struggling with procrastination, looking to develop stronger habits, or simply seeking to accomplish your goals with greater ease, this book offers a wealth of practical advice and strategies. Its focus on 5-minute exercises ensures that even the busiest individuals can find time to practice self-discipline, making it accessible to a wide audience. By embracing the principles outlined in this book, readers can enjoy increased productivity, enhanced well-being, and a sense of personal achievement. The Power of Self-Discipline is not just about discipline. It's about transforming your life through the power of small daily decisions. If you would like to support Peter Hollins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.